Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith and the magnificent journey that the angels took me on, and the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some calls. So for some free angel guidance and angel advice, call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that's 646-716-6794. But before we take some calls for some angelic advice, I'd like to talk about today's topic. Those listeners who are new to the show, I will tell you that I get into the topic for about 5 minutes or so, and then I go to the switchboard, and then I start to take some callers. So first of all, I'd like to say thank you to all my listeners who are following me on Angel Healing House Radio, Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to be reminded and alerted to the lovely Angel Healing House radio shows that are coming up, find my picture on the Angel Healing House radio site, Blog Talk Radio site, and you can push the follow button to be reminded of the lovely shows that Angel Healing House will have coming up. So, without further ado, I would like to say happy spring equinox to everyone. You know, here in Los Angeles, I can tell you that spring is definitely in the air. And spring traditionally represents new beginnings and fresh starts for our lives. It feels like a surge of hope within us. And just like those first tiny buds, those little plants that appear after a cold winter, we also begin to feel a sense of optimism and renewal after our long time of hibernation. And even though spring fever is upon us, I've heard from many of my listeners that they're feeling like an energetic force is weighing them down, and we are really starting to have self-doubts. Now, I can see there's three or four callers on the line, so please wait. In about 5 minutes, I'll get to you. Now, I just want to share with you some of the insights as to what could be contributing to this uncertainty. Now, one of the reasons for this is that Mars, the planet of energy and action, well, he started to go backwards on January 24th and halted much of our forward motion. Now, basically, it feels like our get up and go, got up and went. When this planet went in reverse, many of us felt like we are spinning our wheels and going nowhere fast, I can tell you. The frustration many have been feeling has deflated our optimistic bubble and tested our faith to the max. Like many others, my first reaction was to just try harder, push a little more, and put in extra time on phone calls and computer with greater social media attention. But several weeks ago, I received a series of rather persistent visitations from the fairies that kept telling me just to do the opposite. A lot of you know I work with and belong to a group of angels called the Posse. Yet the fairies do bring me messages from time to time, and even though most of the time we are unaware of them, God bless them for all the magnificent work that the fairies do in Mother Nature. Well, in regard to this quiet time that we are experiencing, the fairies told me that as of March 2nd, the new moon in Cancer was urging us to rest, go within, and do some much-needed work inside. This downtime until the end of the month is very important, as it will allow us to really hone in on what is causing irritation in our lives. You know, listeners, if we were busy and occupied, we wouldn't have the time to reflect on what is not serving us to the highest degree in our lives so that we can finally deal with it. This much-needed attention will help us to once and for all acknowledge the beauty in the irritation in order to thank it, to bless it, and finally release it. You know, remember, please remember that if something is not working in your life, the first thing that must be done is that we have to take responsibility for it being there in the first place and drawing it to ourselves in order for us to change it. But I'll have a little bit more to say on responsibility in just a little while. Well, when the new moon arrives in only 2 days' time, it will shine a light on how we choose to perpetuate any irritations in our lives and prevent them from being resolved. The fairies told me to pay attention to what is bothering me and bothering us over the next week, for they said that this may be the very thing that is about to be radically transformed, and quite frankly, hallelujah to that. The fairies imparted some very practical advice to help us to turn within and get in touch with our necessary inner work. Now, please take a note here, listeners, that there is not one mention of spending more time on Facebook, LinkedIn, or going to any networking groups. They told me, get outside and be in nature. When the fairies started to converge upon me 4 weeks ago, they led me to a beautiful park near my home in Los Angeles, where I discovered a wooden elevated ramp set in the side of a tree-lined hill. As one climbs higher, there are beautiful views over Los Angeles, and one can see all the way to the Hollywood Hills and all the way to the ocean. As testament to how beautiful this walk is and how much it's nurturing and nourishing me, I gave up my membership at the gym and I walk this walk almost every single day. Now, please note, while you walk, take the time to really connect with nature and become aware of the signs and messages that Mother Nature and the fairies are sending you. But before I share with you some of the interpretations from those signs that I saw along my walk, I'd like to take some of those phone calls. So I would like to go to our 626 number. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking with?
Wow, my name is Frank, and I'm in California.
Hello, Frank. And where in California are you?
Oh, I'm over here in Southern California. I'm in the San Gabriel Valley.
Oh, okay. Here we have, in Culver City, we have very sunny weather. Is it, are you having the sun over there as well?
Oh, yes, we do, and it's about, I'd say, in the low 60s.
And we're very blessed over here, aren't we?
Yes, oh, yes. Yes, we are. I look at what's going on back east in the Midwest. It's like, wow, I'm very blessed. I really are.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, do you have a question for the posse or myself or a combined reading with myself and that posse today?
Sure. Any messages? You pretty much covered it with people should go out there and see the new blessings with spring and everything else. I don't have any complaints or anything. I'm just calling to see if I have any messages.
Okay. The posse really like it when somebody hones in on a specific area of their life. Is there any area of your life that stands out that you might have concern of over any others, Frank?
Oh, sure. Well, I've been having this ongoing court issue regarding my mother's estate. And I will be attending court back in April 19th.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Okay. These are, oh, my gosh. Wonderful cards, Frank. Okay. They are saying, first of all, the posse are saying that they love your energies. That's number one. They're saying slow and steady wins the race. Okay? They're saying that there is, it looks like there will be a very favorable outcome. You got the best money card in the pack. It's very favorable for the financial remuneration. It shows new beginnings as a result of this ruling for the court case. And they said for you to do visualization, and the visualization is, they want you to say, thank you for my most beneficial outcome in regard to this court case, the most beneficial outcome for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned.
Okay.
And then they want you to let it go and know that God and the angels are working on the details.
Okay.
Because if you really put your focus and attention on the most beneficial outcome, then what that allows you to do is it allows you to release worry, stress, and control over, which are things that really, don't help us at all, and they actually hinder our energies from opening up to receive any abundance.
Wow. Okay, yeah, it makes sense.
That makes sense. I'm glad it makes sense, and good luck with it. Again, they like your positive energies, and for the most part, they're just saying, keep doing this, ask for the most beneficial outcome, and you should be right as rain. And also, if I would like to know where your journey leads you, I encourage my listeners to send me an email at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like further insights, you're close enough that you can come to my practice in Los Angeles or have a session over the phone. But good luck with the court case, and it does bode well.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Much love and light to you. Thank you.
Okay. Love and blessings. Take care, Frank.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful way to start off with. Wonderful, wonderful energies. Isn't that nice that the posse said that they liked Frank, they loved Frank's energies? Okay, let's go to the next caller who's been holding quite a while. Let's go to the 319 number. 319, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
Iowa. What's the weather doing like in Iowa?
Actually, we have partly sunny tonight and low 70s. It's pretty gorgeous.
It's pretty gorgeous. Isn't that nice? So what's your question today, Sherry?
I guess if the posse has any messages for me going on my
hold on, Sherry, the line is not very clear. Can you
Yeah,
can you,
it's
Can you?
It's real shaky. You're...
Okay.
There we go. Question again.
Oh, that's a little bit better.
I was getting real shaky on my end too. I couldn't hear well. Just curious what the angels, the posse, if they have any messages for me on my path I'm going on.
Okay, on your path. Any particular area along that path, Sherry?
Yeah. I guess I work a normal job, but I'm looking to start trying to get a Reiki practice going.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh. Well, having experienced the extraordinary, amazing, transformative healing modality, and more than a healing modality, this way of life called Reiki, my hat's off to you. Have you studied Reiki before?
Yeah, I'm actually, I've done Reiki 1 and 2, did my master teacher, kind of had stepped away from everything for about 4-5 years, and just recently really got drawn back into it.
Okay, all right. They're saying that the marriage, and they're using, this is a wonderful card, this Two of Cups is a wonderful card. It's a card of partnership, and they want, they are, the posse are absolutely doing a dance that you have come home once again to Reiki, because this is like a calling in your heart, and they're saying that the more that you make movement towards the Reiki and putting yourself out there, build it, and they will come. I don't know if you ever saw Kevin Costner in The Field of Dreams, but the posse are using build it and they will come. Do you have brochures, Sherry?
I don't have anything right now.
Okay.
I've just been doing it back on my family and friends.
Okay, it's time. The posse are now, they're having a jamboree. Now they're saying it's time to get yourself out there, because the more people are going to be shifting, the more they're going to need healing, the more they're going to need to come to metaphysical teachers, the more they're going to need those lights to come to. So first of all, and I don't know if you have a pen there, number one is create some kind of a website. You can do something very cheap on Tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R. Okay?
Okay.
It doesn't cost anything. You can post blogs there. You can post information. Okay, number two is brochures. Do even a small flyer and please put your photo on it, because there is so much information one can read from your face. And as we are all energy, we are just picking up energies and we're reading people's faces. And where we're going is we won't even need to speak anymore, as we telepathically pick up the energies in a person's eyes and in their smile. Okay, business cards, they're saying. Second one is you can get even free, all these places. Print 250 free business cards or whatever. This is all making movement. Now the posse is showing me a pond. Our lives are like ponds, and you want to take each one of these things as a pebble, and you throw it into the pond, and it creates the ripples that create that movement that goes out and brings you more of what's meeting the intention in your heart. And so your affirmation is, thank you, God, source, universe, angels, whatever way you want to say, thank you, God, for bringing me the signs, the signals, and the synchronicities to step forward into realizing my Reiki practice. And then have your eyes open. Have your eyes open in the present moment, because this is your time, Sherry.
Okay.
This is your time. So I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, it seems to be like a real strong inner push, just it's hard to explain, but this helps.
Yeah, Absolutely. And please, I would love to know where you're, I mean, I got my master teacher degree, and I have been doing nothing else for 10 years. I have been doing this exclusively because it's a calling, because it's a mission, because whatever you want to call it. And not having compromised it, the universe has not compromised me. And the more I am joyful and enthusiastic about my beautiful healing practice and Business Angel Healing House, the more the universe keeps heaping me, filling my intentions. So I would love to know where your journey takes you. Please do send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Take care.
You too. Bye, Candy.
Bye-bye. And isn't that a wonderful call? Thank you so much, Sherry. And it's telling us now is the time to see. That little irritation for Sherry was just saying to her over and over and over again, it was like a pebble in the shoe that's causing some irritation. She needs to step forward, and that irritation will absolutely disappear, and then the universe will start answering the call in her heart. Let's go to our 901. 901, you've been holding a while. You're online with Angel Healing House. Hello?
You kind of think, well, I'm going to do it in a week or two, in a month or something, right? But you got to
Hello?
Uh-huh. And then there were some people who were saying they were, like, tears and stuff, and I don't doubt it.
Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Okay, that has seemed to drop out. Let's go to our Kate Bray, who's been holding a while. Kate Bray, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland. Oh, I have two brothers in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, okay. I'm not too far from there.
What's the weather like there?
I think it's sunny. I don't know. I haven't been out for a while.
Okay. What's your question? Is it Kat?
That's Kathy.
Okay, Kathy. What's your question for the posse?
I'm working on my spirituality to be like a medium or healer, and I was wondering how I'm coming along.
Okay, medium or a healer.
I was thinking of Reiki myself.
Oh, okay. There are so many people that are coming to me to learn Reiki now, as this has been like a calling in their hearts. And this time of introspection for us has really taken a lot of things away from us in order for us to really hone in on what is important for us. Okay, let's see what I already know without asking the posse or looking at the cards or anything. If you have this feeling in your heart, it's like it's been hanging over your head. You need to step forward. What they're saying is just like when we spoke to Sherry, the caller before, how much movement have you made towards putting yourself out there?
Well, I signed up for the beginning Reiki and coming up on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I signed up for the class in April.
Oh, okay. Well, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. So as soon that what they're saying is, keep making those steps forward. It all feels positive, but they're saying once you do get the Reiki 1 practitioner certification, is immediately get business cards, get brochures, and put yourself out there. You know, make yourself a Facebook page, get a website for Tumblr, and start putting yourself out there. Put up flyers in cafes. You know, you could even do readings and some work in different cafes. You know,
mm-hmm.
I remember when I owned a cafe. This is before I got into any of this in Australia. I used to employ different readers to come in, and you know, I got the 20%, and they got the rest, and of their readings, and people loved it. So
I also have a part-time business, which is making jewelry.
Right.
So maybe I can incorporate.
No question about that. There is no question about that, because you can infuse your pieces of jewelry once you learn the symbols, and once you start working with the energies, you can infuse the Reiki energies into that higher life force energy into your jewelry.
Okay.
And they're very excited about this. So this really all does bode well, and they're saying the more that you step forward, the more that the universe is going to be sending you signs and signals how to step forward, and which direction to take.
Yeah, because I'm a little lost right now, but, you know, it's the beginning.
It's a beginning. And you
right.
know what? We can't, the universe can't tweak our path unless we have some kind of forward movement.
Mm-hmm. That
and
makes sense.
And you know, it reminds me of the space shuttle. You know, I heard once that when it took off from Earth and it went to the moon and back, somebody told me it was off course 98% of the time. But, you know, every few minutes or something, it would get off course and they would bring it back on course, and it would get off course and they would bring it back on course. The universe works exactly the same way. It cannot help us and show us signs to keep us back on that line unless we're moving forward.
Makes sense. I never even thought it that way.
So that is excellent. So thank you very much, Posse, for showing me that visual of the space shuttle, and by creating movement and moving forward in our lives, then we'll be able to keep stepping forward. And as long as the intention in our heart is holding fast to our dreams coming true, we will eventually get there.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So thank you so much for your call, Kathy. And
thank
like
you.
I said, I would love to find out where your journey sends you. Please do send me an email at candy@angelhealinghouse.com.
I will do that.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wasn't that wonderful? And really, a lot of times, listeners, I have callers that call in, and with pretty much, you know, along the same lines, and both Sherry and Kathy have been feeling this feeling in their heart to step forward and do that which is most nurturing and nourishing to them. I'm not saying that everybody has to do Reiki, but there are things within our heart that really resonate and are so we're so attached to. And if we step forward, then the universe can send us signs. Let's go to our next phone call, and this one is, let's go to our 856 number. 856, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hello, Candy. This is Anita calling from New Jersey.
Hello, Anita from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm good. The weather's good here, too. It's nice and warm today.
I love this feeling of spring. It's just
it's
so
been a long time coming, but thank goodness it's here.
So what can we help you with today?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask if you could clarify for me the concept of visualization, because I do it a lot and I put myself in the visualization, but is this something that we're just supposed to do once and send the intent out there, or is that something we could do with a frequency?
Okay, I would say that because of the laws of attraction and either work, that our focus and attention, whatever we focus and attend to and put our attention on, will come to us. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but and I love the movie The Secret, and I love all of these books on the laws of attraction, but the thing that most of these books miss is the feeling in your heart.
Okay.
So the most important part of manifesting or the laws of attraction is the feeling in your heart that what you are visualizing is already yours.
I see.
Because we are multidimensional creatures,
beings, not creatures, beings.
Mm-hmm.
And being this physical suit that we're in at the moment is just such a limited blip of who we are. And if you start to realize that you're a multidimensional being, then you, when you discount, because most of the physical is illusion, and it's just there because of your thoughts and your words and your past feelings in your heart, which have, you know, created and painted the portrait of your life. If you go beyond that and you say, I am an infinite, limitless being, and if I intend something in my heart, it's already happened in another dimension.
Okay.
And this feeling that it's already yours will start to create this energetic being that comes out of you, like, and the more that you focus on it, it's laser beam focused, and it draws back to you like energies.
Wow.
So, for instance, back in 2003, after 48 years of really living a life in which I really, you know, sort of discounted who I was. It's hard for my listeners and my clients and students to think back to a time where I didn't see myself as divine. And then when I started to change, one of the most important things in me was to bring to myself my twin flame relationship, a relationship that was, my divine complement. And I made this my focus and attention, and I just about did nothing else but praise and thank God for this twin flame, this beloved partnership of mine, so I can hold it hand in hand and go on the adventure of life. But I was telling a client yesterday that when I thought about my twin flame relationship and when I visualized him, I just didn't say, you know, thank you, God, for this beautiful love in my life, blah, 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 just words. I thought about us walking along the beach and holding hands together and rolling in the surf. And when I would sit on the couch and I would watch movies and I would eat popcorn by myself, I would feed him popcorn. And when I went to bed at night, I said, you know, good night. I said, don't let the bed bugs bite. And I'd pull the covers over him. When I would go shopping, I'd say, let's go shopping together. I included him in every aspect of my life. And 6 months at a party I should not have been at, Anita.
Mm-hmm.
It was a come as your favorite rock star party. He went as Elvis. I went as Stevie Nicks. We were talking for 5 hours. And 5 days later, he asked to marry me.
Wow.
And he was everything that I wrote 6 months before. I said, thank you, God, for. So when you are writing down what you intend for your life, I call it a decree. A lot of listeners have spoken many times about writing that sacred pact with God, about writing down that decree. And in that you say, not I want or I need, because that takes away your limitless and boundless ability to be that co-creator with Source. You say, thank you. Thank you for whatever it is. And then you act as if it's yours already. And that feeling in your heart of joy and knowingness will be the fastest determinant how it turns up in your life.
Okay, so I should do this because I have to manifest a place to move to. So I can put myself in this visualization, have this feeling of I have this place, like walk around this place, actually put furniture in this place, like I'm living there and stuff
that. Absolutely. You know, you're in the kitchen. Where are you going to put up the calendar? Where is your phone? Where is, where are you going to plant flowers? Feel the feeling of what that feels like. And when you write your decree, say, thank you for this amazing home in this wonderful area, you know, in this wonderful neighborhood, or it's just wherever it is. Might be the beach, might be in the woods, might be wherever, but this is your home.
Okay.
And it's divinely yours. So I'd love to hear about your journey and where it takes you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Anita, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? And that's the main component, and that's what I was going to go on to speak about, is with the laws of attraction, the most important part of manifesting is just not the affirmations, just not the vision boards, but the feeling in your heart that your dream has already come true for you. I'd like to go to 323 number, 323. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm well. What's your name?
This is Rashika from Los Angeles.
Hi, Rashika. I don't ask you, have to ask you what the weather is doing like in Los Angeles, because I have sun streaming in through the window.
It's a gorgeous day. It's a gorgeous day, indeed.
It is. It is. Do you have a question for the posse?
Yes, I do, Candy. Candy, you know, something keeps recurring with patterns with me, and I understand completely that we take responsibility about what we let into our lives. And what amazes me about myself is that some of these, I have let in some people into my life over the years and over again that are kind of like energy vampires, you could say. And, you know, they always manifest themselves in different forms, so I'm not always able to recognize them when I meet them,
right.
But I always choose them on a subconscious level. And I was
mm-hmm.
wondering what work I can do to just protect myself and be really aware of them, because I'm not always so aware of them. And I always sometimes feel, even when I meet them and there are red flags, I always feel like I have to help them, or because I can see who they are, somehow the exchange needs to take place, and I'm not sure what that's all about.
Okay. The first thing, I can feel that, you know, with and in honing in on these people, that they are really quite draining to you. But I've got to say, if at this time of quiet that we're going through, this is bringing up that irritation of what you have been programmed in your culture to be: a good girl, to be an acquiescing girl, to be, you know, because women and girls weren't as important as men, and, you know, you were supposed to, sort of be the good girl and just take and that kind of thing. One of the reasons you're bringing this to yourself is the lesson, it's teaching you the lesson of detachment. And it's not so much who is appearing in your reality, it's about you having the perspective and this perception whether you're going to take on their BS or their energies or whatever else is going on in front of you. And the reason the lesson keeps on recurring over and over and over again is because you haven't closed the door totally on being okay with saying, no, I don't have to give over any of my energies for this attachment. So one of the greatest exercises that I've helped people with over almost 10 years now is the acknowledgement exercise. And the acknowledgement exercise, Rashika, goes like this. Okay, you would get yourself in not a meditative state, but a quiet state. Okay, turn off the phones, sort of get yourself in a nice quiet area. And then you call in your higher self. And when you call in your higher self, then with your eyes closed, you visualize this other person in front of you. And then you visualize and you call in their higher self. And so you get to have your higher self dialogue then with the other person's higher self. And the conversation goes like this. First of all, what I wanted to speak about today was responsibility. That person wouldn't be in your reality if you didn't draw them near to yourself with your energies for some reason, okay? You don't even have to know the reason, but you do have to understand that if it's in your reality, It's there for your highest good. Okay, so your higher self talks to the other person's higher self and says, I acknowledge you for being in my life to help you, to help me to learn my lessons. Even if I don't know what this lesson is, I still know that if you are there, I drew you to myself. So I acknowledge you. I acknowledge you exactly where you are, and I acknowledge your God self and your divine self. That's number one. Number two, you thank the person. You thank them, thank their higher self, for showing you some contrast. Thank you for showing me this contrast that I know what I don't want in my life. I mean, this is really clear. I know what I don't want in my life. And then you thank them for being there. Then you bless them. You bless them on their way. And fourth, you say, I release you. And I release you. And then you see the person in green healing light. Green healing light all around them. Then you see them in pink healing light and sending them love. Because after all, they are you. You are them. So after you've done this, then you surround yourself in white light, in the light of the divine, and then you will feel so much lighter. And do this with all, not with everybody, but do those with those people in particular who you deem to be those psychic vampires. And then you decree to the universe, God, and angels, I draw a line in the sand, and I will show you from this point on how I will respect, how I will honor, and I will acknowledge myself by never again allowing myself to be dishonored by anybody else and doing something that is not within my best interest or that nurtures and nourishes my growth. Now, how does that sound?
Wow, I feel like I've done some of it as you've spoken. it's wonderful.
I can really tell
wonderful.
You. You're welcome. I can tell you from having done this myself, so much of my life for 48 years, before I had my spiritual awakening, was given into trying to make everything right for everybody else. And because I also came from a culture that really did diminish the worthiness of girls or women and that was programmed into me. In no uncertain terms, over and over and over again. And so, but when I woke up to the divinity and the holiness within myself, I said, no, I will be the walking representation of honor and respect, and I will honor and respect myself first. And that's the energies that went out. And now I have people in my life that honor and respect me.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, let me do a three card draw for you to see what's coming up for you. Oh my gosh, I love this card. Oh, you're a lucky girl. The Three of Cups. The Three of Cups is about feminine wisdom and feminine celebration. And the more you do this, the more you will be celebrating and bringing forth the strength, the courage, the empowerment. And what's actually going to be happening is that you are going to be the example for other women in your group, in your family, in your culture. They're going to look at you, and it's not going to, you don't have to be an evangelist. You don't have to proselytize, but you are going to be the walking representation of, oh my gosh, the next card is the Nine of Cups. You got two cups cards here, which is about emotional fulfillment. Richika, make a wish now. This is the wish card.
Wow. I am so excited.
Okay. And the next, and the next card is the King of Cups, and the King of these are all cups, three cups. You're finally embracing your power of your intuition. That's amazing. You are amazing. Go out and be amazing.
Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome. And send me an email to Candy at Angel Healing House and tell all your friends about me so they can book sessions.
Absolutely, Candy. Thank you so much. I hope to see you around Los Angeles soon.
Okay, I'm sending you so much love. Take care of yourself.
Okay, be well, Candy. Thank you.
Okay, love and blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful call that was, and amazing reading, amazing three cards that came out as a result of her owning who she is and not allowing herself to be drained anymore. Let's go to our 207 number. 207, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Let me see. Hello? 207? No, it doesn't seem to be working. 207, could you call back in? As there's a bit of technical difficulties there, I don't know what's happening there. That 207 number, I'd like to get to you, but please call in again, as there seems to be some technical difficulties with that with that number. So just going on a little bit more about the signs and the signals that I saw along my walk to help you when you walk in nature and you do that much needed work by going within yourself. Okay, so for instance, I've seen very large grasshoppers along my walks. I know that the metaphysical significance of grasshoppers, that we are not limited to just this physical dimension. And knowing this wisdom tells me that there are no obstacles for us, just the ones that we choose to create in our minds. You know, when grasshoppers appear in our lives, we're being asked to take a leap of faith forward and jump forward into a specific area of our lives, as this will produce some great success. Usually that specific area is one that we have avoided and is often connected to change on a much larger scale concerning location, relationships, or careers in our lives. Now, I also know that the little grasshopper is one that he can only jump forward. And in this way, he was affirming to me that I'm taking the right steps to move forward in my current situation. You know, it's no wonder that the grasshopper is the symbol of good luck all over the world. On other walks, I've had ladybugs land on me. And because this little cutie bug's life cycle is short, as it's only 4 weeks long, its energies are tied to renewal and regeneration. And it's an amazing time, springtime, because it's at that time of renewal and regeneration. Its limited time on the earth sends a powerful message of how important it is to release worries and enjoy to the fullest, and live every moment in joy and in trust. I guess if this wee little creature could speak, it would say, "Let go and let God," because, of course, it's a tiny creature and it has a high voice. Often seen as a sign of promise, the ladybug helps to restore our trust and our faith in the divine, and it's a great sign to get out of our own way and let God enter into our lives. And all of this wisdom coming from just a little polka-dotted bug. Now, another thing that I've seen on my walks is I've seen lots of lizards. And by the way, have you ever wondered what are those lizards thinking about as they're basking in the sun? Well, to me, I think that they're dreaming their dreams into reality. Lizards, for me, have always been a sign to spend more time and energy on visualizing my dreams in order for them to manifest in my physical world. Now, when I spoke to that caller, that last caller, I said, remember, the laws of attraction tell us that whatever we put our focus and attention on will come to us, and our subconscious cannot tell the difference between reality and fantasy. So the lizard is telling us to dream, to dream, to dream our dreams. But the most important part of manifesting is the feeling in our heart that our dreams have already come true. Thank you for my whatever it is. Thank you for my Reiki practice. Thank you for my beautiful home. Thank you for my loving relationship. Say it in the present tense because you are a multidimensional being and you go so far beyond the physical, and that's the way that you will bring it into your reality. Also, lizards may be very good at hiding physically, but they are no slouches when it comes to using the power of their voices. One often hears a lizard and cannot see him as he blends in and is camouflaged to his environment. Now, in this way, lizards are a great reminder for us to speak up and to be heard. Now, in most cases, it's not for others to hear us, but it's for us to really speak up for ourselves and share with the world what is exactly in our hearts. So, there is a number still holding here. I'm seeing if I can go to a 626 number. 626. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Are you there? No, my switchboard is having some technical difficulties, so I'm sorry about that, that 66 number, and that, I think it was the 207 number, but please call back, and we'll see if we can get you on the line. So, by paying attention to those signs that are in our immediate present, it's helping us to stay in the present moment. And by living in the present moment, one begins to see clearly what they've manifested in their lives. Now, this taking responsibility for what manifests is the first step on letting go in order that we can bring in what is divinely ours. You know, speaking about us being multidimensional beings, we rely so much just on our physical eyes in order to think and see what appears in our reality. But our reality is that we are multidimensional beings, and we go so far beyond the physical. So I'd like to read the rules for being human and remind my listeners that each and every one of us is a spiritual being, and we are having a human experience. We're not human and having spiritual experiences. It just works the opposite way. We are human beings having having our human experience. And there's a beautiful thing that was written. I'm not sure who it was written by, or I would give it credit, but it's called Rules for Being Human, and it goes like this. Before you incarnated, you will receive a body. You were told you will receive a body, and you may like it, and you may hate it, but it'll be yours for the entire period this time around during this incarnation. Next, you will learn lessons. Because you are enrolled in a full-time informal school, which is called life. Now, each day in this school, you'll have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons, or you may think them irrelevant or stupid, but that doesn't matter, because you will always be presented with these lessons. Thirdly, there are no mistakes. There are only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error experimentation. The failed experiments are just as much a part of the process as the experiment that ultimately works. A lesson is repeated until learned. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you've learned it. When you've learned it, you can then go on to the next lesson. Learning lessons does not end. There's no part of life that does not contain its lessons. If you're alive, there are lessons to be learned. Okay? There is no there, T-H-R-E, is no better than here. When your there has become a here, you will simply obtain another there that will again look better than here. Others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects to you something you love or hate in yourself. What you make of life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources that you need. What you do with them is up to you. The choice is always yours. Your answers lie inside of you. The answers to life's questions lie inside of you. All you need to do is look and listen and trust. And that just about brings us to the end of the show today. I want to thank you to all the callers who called in today. And, of course, I'd like to thank all of those listeners. Those few phone calls that did drop out, I would love to hear your question through email. You can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. That 626 number, I noticed that, that you were not able to get on there. And that 207 number seems to be having a lot of difficulties there. So both of those, that 626 number and that 207, I would love for you to email me your questions, again, at Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. And for those people that were not able to get online, please call me next time, and I'd have the pleasure of answering your questions. Before we go, I would like to tell you that what you need to know about the past is that no matter what has happened to you, it all worked together to bring you to this very moment. And this is the only moment that you can choose to make whatever you wish new for you right now, right in the present moment. So that just about wraps up our show for today. Now, please do not forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's every Tuesday. And once again, if you'd like to follow me, please push the follow button under my picture on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, entertaining Angel Healing House newsletters, please email me and send your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse, all one word, .com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, about my two near-death experiences and my journey with the angels, and I have a beautiful, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally, or I'm going global now because I use distant healing and counseling over phone or computer using Skype, please call me on 831-3716. 831-277-3716. Or again, you can email me at Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. And truly, until next time, I want you to allow your magnificent, radiant light to shine and to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Happy spring equinox. Go out there and just walk in nature. Converge with Mother Nature. Look for those signs which will be so prevalent when you put yourself in the present moment to see what signs the universe is showing you that will help you to walk with ease and grace along your path. Lots of love and blessings again to you. And please tune in next Tuesday. I would love to hear from you. Take care. Bye.